Back now with Day to Day and a devastating blow to supporters of gay marriage. Here in California, voters approved Proposition 8, which bans the right of same-sex couples to marry. The state Supreme Court legalized gay marriage earlier this year, and since then, more than 11,000 same-sex couples have tied the knot. Joining us now is NPR's John McChesney, who's been following this. And so Proposition 8 has passed. What is next?
Well, that's not exactly clear. I see that the opponents of Prop 8 are saying they're waiting to see even more vote counting. 400,000 votes, they say, separate yes from no on Prop 8, and they're waiting to see what the Secretary of State says. It seems to me it's been signed, sealed, and delivered. The problem now is for the 11,000, or I saw a figure of 18,000, gay couples who've been married under this law, what happens to their marriage? Is it legal or is it not legal? What kind of legal challenges can be, you know, mounted against this amendment to the California Constitution? I quite frankly don't know the answer to that, and I'm sure a lot of legal people are looking at it and they're not sure of the answer either.
Well, I guess it could go back to the drawing board legally, right? I mean, this kind of thing passed several years ago with another ballot initiative, and that's what led to the state Supreme Court legalizing gay marriage earlier this year.
Right. I mean, you had a proposition, not an amendment to the Constitution, and the California Supreme Court flipped it over. And by the way, Arizona and Florida, looking at what happened in California with the Supreme Court, passed constitutional amendments yesterday banning gay marriage. And in Arkansas, there was a proposition that said gay couples or unmarried couples can't adopt children. So this went across the country in several states.
Well, in this state, it was a particularly heated battle with lots of money spent on both sides. What happened with the Prop 8 supporters? What was their winning strategy?
There was a flurry of television ads. This is the most expensive social issue ballot initiative in the country's history, $74 million. I think the only thing, only campaign that spent more money than that was the presidential campaign, something I read somewhere in that comparison. And it was an extraordinary blitz, I'm sure you know, of television commercial after television commercial. But one thing political observers were saying is that the high turnout of Hispanic voters and black voters for Obama might have pulled against the no on Prop 8 vote. Those voters are not particularly strong on gay rights, at least according to a lot of observers who watch it, and that may have turned it around.
All right, so we are expecting, what, a legal challenge to this? Should it stand?
That's what I've seen some people are saying. Now, how you challenge a ballot measure that's amended the Constitution and passed by the state's population, I'm not sure what the legal courses there are. I'm sure a lot of people are studying that right now, trying to figure it out.
That perhaps it could go to the U.S. Supreme Court.
It could.
NPR's John McChesney, thank you.
Thank you.